The following audio is a Pod Bros production exclusive or something.
Or something?
I forget. Welcome to episode 22 of Media Litter Sandwich. I'm here with Misty Mills from PutMeInStarWars.com and at least a half dozen other websites. And although, Misty, you're here, it's always, always, always all about William.com.
Yay!
And, of course, I'm Toden from Toden.com, also YouTube.com/ToadenK. Well, last week I apologized to William since we got blocked from several Facebook groups because apparently people hate us or something.
You want to know the sad part is I didn't even notice it until you pointed it out.
Well, that was only two groups and we dug deeper and then we found more groups.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I only knew about the YomaCon. Oh, I'm sorry, the one wedding photographer group that I found out was from YomaCon.
Oh, yeah, the one. Uh-huh. Yeah, he got blocked because he went to YomaCon. Yeah. Or YomaCon, one of those.
Well, however you pronounce it. It's the only reason. That's what the admin said. Yeah. People that go to YomaCon are weird, so we blocked you.
I went there once.
Hey.
Might not go again, but once it was free.
Okay, so Missy, we, again, another huge con goer. Apparently we know everyone that comes on the show is a big con goer or organizer. So why are you here today?
Because I am actually here to talk about social media outreach, and that's one of the things that I enjoy doing. And like you guys, I have been blocked on a Facebook group. One that I know of.
Now, you actually make money off of social media outreach.
Yes, that is part of what I do, is social media outreach marketing. I'm part of the Social Media Association of Michigan. And I do social media and marketing for one of the longest running cons in Michigan and in most of the Midwest, actually.
I believe I introduced you to that con.
You did. I had gone before, but you actually introduced me to the people that run it. And in the, I think, 5 or 6 weeks that I took over running marketing for them before the last one, it almost, I think it was like 50-something% increase in attendance. So hopefully I'm doing something right.
Oh, yeah. They were so thrilled when I went there and did video, which, by the way, the video is up on youtube.com/or/ToadenK. I'm catching myself more. For the longest time, I said backslash, and people finally asked me, why do you say backslash?
Forward slash. It goes this way, not that way.
But it auto-corrects it most of the time.
Yeah, it does now. Modern browsers will actually flip it.
I love auto-correct.
Okay, so we actually started a new group today, a day of the recording. I want to get your take on this. Instead of a Facebook page, we started a group for Media Litter Sandwich, but we don't intend it to be a fan group. We just intend it to be a community. And if people don't know that Media Litter Sandwich is a podcast, I'm okay with that. I actually want it to be a community. What do you think about something like that? I've seen it done before. I'm just curious what the feedback is.
Well, I think that with the audience that you're going for, I think it works out really well because you are targeting other creators and not just fans. You're not trying to build an audience or maintain an audience or anything like that. You're actually trying to create a community for other creators and people that are interested in the creators to all come together. And so I think it works out really well for that.
Awesome. And now she'll send me a private message later on going, you know, this thing is horrible. It's Spam City, which we actually decided we're going to try and allow a lot of this. Meaning, okay, so I guess the question is, what is considered spam? To me, anyone that posts a link to anything and just leaves and doesn't talk to the community, that's spam. If you put a link to your YouTube video without even telling me what the YouTube video is about, and you don't comment in anyone else's videos, to me, that's spam. Yes, even if you respond to comments on your video, you're only responding because someone gave you attention. So to me, that's spam. But how do you feel about that?
I agree with the assessment that that's spam because mm-hmm. they're not engaging with the community. They're, and a, one of the big problems that people have when they do kind of link dumps like that, especially for YouTube videos, is they don't go in and make sure that the description of the video is correct and that it has something that's going to explain what it is. Or they'll put a bunch of unrelated branding at the beginning. Well, that's not going to tell me exactly what it is that I'm watching. I want to know what it is that I'm watching without having to read five paragraphs.
I try to have at least one sentence, even if that sentence is Detroit Zombie Walk 2016.
Right. That's exactly what you need. It's short, sweet, to the point. You know what you're watching.
Right. One of my good YouTube friends, Kevin, Random Crazy Fun. I forget what your numbers are. Sorry, Kevin. The first line he puts up is, because he's a daily vlogger, he's been doing it for years. He goes, last year's video on this day. And for the longest time, I saw that. It's like, are you just posting your video from last year? It's not. And then I turn and watch, like, oh, no, it's a new video. But that's what I always think, because that's his first thing. Last year's video and then the link to last year's video. First thing I think is you're posting last year's video.
Right, and a lot of people don't take that into consideration when they're doing their descriptions. It's fine to have that information located in the content of the description, but you don't want to lead with that. You want to lead with what somebody's going to actually get out of watching this video or listening to this podcast audio link or this website. So that's, things like that are very important as far as your branding goes, to put it in there, but put it in correctly. And don't let it be the only thing that somebody's going to see when they see that link to it.
Okay. See, now I just want to ask questions about our stuff.
Yay!
Because I post about media alert sandwich, and I've been experimenting a lot.
No.
Well, I've been experimenting with the way I advertise on Facebook. Because for a while, I would post the YouTube video, but then I'm neglecting all the audio stuff. I don't want to neglect Pod Bros or anything like that. And Pod Bros usually puts the link out either a couple few hours later, but normally like the following morning, which is fine. Like I put out the link on Thursday and then it's up on Pod Bros Friday morning or later on Thursday night, which is perfectly fine because it's also on MediaAlertSandwich.com, Toden.com, and all the other places, or most of the other places. So I'll advertise Pod Bros the next day on a couple different sites. But the thing is, the YouTube views go down if I only advertise that, and not everyone downloads, so I have no idea who watches and listens to the show or what that number really is. So one thing I've been doing is when I advertise on Facebook, I put the YouTube link, and then I say for audio, and then I put the Pod Bros or another Pod Bean or Media Layer Sandwich link, whatever, a link to another page underneath that saying for audio, even though the video is also in that link. It's sort of working. The YouTube views have gone up, but I still have no idea how many people are listening to the podcast.
So you're basically saying you don't engage with your audience.
We try.
I think I'm engaging now, I would hope.
But that's all you're doing, is you're putting content out there. You're not trying to involve them in the conversation regarding the content.
I always ask for comments, and if someone comments, I will reply.
But you don't try to control the narrative.
What's controlling the narrative?
Which we had a discussion about earlier.
Yes, but right now I'm letting you control the narrative since you brought it up.
Well, this kind of goes back to, we were talking about getting banned from Facebook groups. I was actually banned from one for a very large convention here in the Detroit area.
We actually mentioned that.
You mentioned that I got banned from it?
No, we just mentioned, someone else we know got banned from a convention over there somewhere. We don't say which one.
The Voldemort of conventions, that one shall not be named. But the reason for that was because they actually asked for some vendor feedback, and I had been a vendor for many years there, and I had a couple of comments of things that I thought they could improve on, and they didn't like the fact that somebody was telling them that they did something wrong, even though I didn't say, you did this wrong, you need to do it this way. One of the things I said was, if we are purchasing special vendor parking passes, we should have a special vendor parking area for however many passes that you sell, so that we don't have somebody that has to park 3 miles away and carry a very heavy box because they weren't even allowed in the parking lot to drop the box off. So that was one of the suggestions that I made, and I was told that I am a liar and some other very choice words that cannot be talked
People
about.
People got upset and offended.
Yes, very, very upset.
Which we found out when we talked about our pet peeves on Facebook groups, which we didn't name anybody. We assume, we don't know because they didn't talk to us, that several admins were upset and offended because we got blocked. There's actually all the admins of certain groups all unfriended us.
Which is basically kind of what happened is I was blocked from the group without being informed why. And I just can take from the private message that I received from the person that runs the convention, who I didn't even realize he knew my name, that I am lying and all this other stuff, and I could just assume that it was because they didn't like that I actually gave suggestions when they asked for suggestions. So by removing me, and I assume anybody else that had similar suggestions, because I know a couple other people that were also blocked from it, that they actually wanted to control the narrative that, oh no, we did everything great. Everything was fine. That way when people go and they weren't there to experience that, they have no way of knowing that there had been a problem.
So
and the
how
problem
much,
has not been addressed.
How much control should you have?
All control, but within limits.
Okay, let me define some of the parameters of the limits. More focus is the comments, because they deleted the comments to control the narrative. And I was actually on a show at another podcast, and after I left, they didn't want any focus on me. So when people mentioned me in the comments, they actually deleted the comments. Why, I don't know. If anyone posted anything negative, they would delete the comments.
Well, there is actually, I have a very good real world example of something that's happening right now. There is, as you know, I'm very active in the fan film community. I, you know, have done many fan films of different series and things like that. There is a Star Trek show. They're doing a feature film. They crowdfunded a couple of million dollars, and they're currently being sued.
We talked about that on one of the early...
One of the really early episodes.
So this is still going on. The lawsuit's still happening. They've been in court. But the reason that I bring it up is because they have started to control the narrative for that by taking anybody that asks about getting their money refunded or anything like that. They have been removing them and blocking them from all of their venue, you know, all of the areas that they have. And since you can't delete on Kickstarter, they have started refunding people so that they can no longer comment on it because they are no longer considered a donor. And then they have been like cutting and pasting articles that they've written on their blog to kind of spam the comments to push all of the negative comments down so that they're on like the second, third, fourth page of comments. So they actually, just a couple of days ago, had all of their comments deleted. So now it's just a list of this, the person that was doing the crowdfunding with comment deleted by Kickstarter, comment deleted by Kickstarter, just all the way down the page. So that is one way that they've been trying to control their narrative to push their viewpoint.
Wow.
So that is considered controlling the narrative. It's basically putting out what it is you want without having anybody kind of detract from that.
It's interesting because there are creators that I actually liked, and as soon as you find out that they do stuff like that, it's hard to see them in a certain light anymore. I mean, I totally understand deleting comments that are destructive, that have nothing mm-hmm. to do with the narrative, like completely off subject or spamming. And there's a lot of, there's tools on YouTube. I don't know about other sites. Like, you know, I can't talk about Instagram. I mean, Twitter is its own beast where comments kind of disappear because unless you're looking for them. Mm-hmm. And Facebook, I mean, they're all different creatures. Mm-hmm. I do know YouTube does have actual tools to help keep down bullying. Like if you put down certain keywords, those will automatically get flagged and go to spam and stuff like yeah. that. So there are reasons to control that. I've deleted comments just because people go off fighting for sometimes weeks at a time. And finally, I got to be like, okay, look, guys, you guys got to stop responding or I'm deleting this whole thread. Not because it offends me or anything. It's just, it's time for you guys to stop.
Mm-hmm. You know? Which is fine. Mm-hmm. It's yeah. There's a level where it becomes disrespectful to your audience. And the people that are part of your audience that, for whatever reason, you're engaging with them, whether they're fans or donors or other creators that are part of this community, after you start kind of deleting things that are actually relevant to the conversation, you're kind of going too far. And I can understand from a management viewpoint that you want to be able to kind of push, oh no, everything's going fine, but to do it to the extent that you're removing things that and blocking people that have actual input, you're basically disrespecting your audience. And to me, that says, I don't want you involved with my convention, or I don't want you involved with this community anymore. And why should I fight that? If you don't want me mm-hmm. part of your community, fine, my friends and I will go play somewhere else.
Okay, so just to kind of change the conversation a little bit, what should you be doing? How should you be controlling the narrative?
That's actually a very good question, and it kind of overall depends on a few different things. One, what is it you're trying to accomplish? If the way that you'd go about it for what you're doing with the new Facebook group for Media Litter Sandwich.
Say it times five times fast. Say it five times fast.
Let's call it the Special Taco Group. So
I had enchiladas today.
I did not. But I have, for that, you're kind of trying to get a different audience going. You're trying to get different sort of conversations happening. Mm-hmm. You want input for different things than if it was a fan page. And you're going to kind of control that and manage the reputation for it in a different way. So what you want to do is you want to engage with people, and this is kind of for everything. You want to engage with your audience. You want to find out why they have a certain viewpoint. If they are kind of saying something negative about it, is it something that you can control? Can you help that? Or is it that something that's out of your control? So it really depends on what it is that the problem is. Is it somebody that's just spamming? Is it somebody that I've ran into issues before where somebody was not a native English speaker and they didn't realize that mm-hmm. what they were saying and how they were wording things was coming off as very aggressive to people when that wasn't their intention.
Oh, yes. So, my former partner.
Several times, yeah.
My former partner, still a great friend of mine, people got really intimidated by him when he would talk. He would just be very, very direct. Mm-hmm. In fact, people have come to me and said, I will only talk to him after he's been drinking because then he's relaxed because he's so direct and intense. And that's one reason why, you know, he had me as a partner. He's like, I need you to go talk to this person. They're scared of me. I need to go talk to them. Okay, I got you. I'll go talk to him. What do you want me to talk about? Have him, and you know what? I'll have him do something completely different because I like that better. He's like, fine, whatever. Just go talk to him.
Which is fine. If somebody understands that they have a personality that comes off as kind of aggressive or intimidating or they're too direct, because some people are just like that. I know many of them that they have no filter. They just say exactly what it is they think, not paying attention to how it's going to mm-hmm. impact other people and how it will make other people feel. Because at the end of the day, you're still dealing with a bunch of people.
Yep.
And whether you're sitting there with them next to you talking back and forth or you're typing back and forth, it's something that a lot of people don't understand right away. And it's something that I actually grew up with in the BBS world because I started doing the bulletin board systems when I was 15.
Is that what you're talking about? What was that acronym again?
BBS. The bulletin board system.
Yeah. Okay. You just have to dial directly into the board.
Yes. You used to actually have to take your computer with your modem and your phone line and dial another computer and type your messages and then log off so somebody else could log on.
Is that when you take the phone and put it on the plate?
If you had an old analog modem, yes.
Yes.
I was high tech though. I started off with a 1200 baud modem, so I thought I was like, you know. I was awesome.
I thought I was awesome.
Everybody else was on 300, and then everybody else like got higher.
I don't know what I had. I just know that I switched to Earthlink because they gave me a free webcam.
I remember I did that too. Yeah, and I had and I was doing it on a 48 8K modem.
Oh, you guys are so young.
I know, right?
I feel so old right now.
And I remember getting that 56K modem.
I remember my first 56K modem. All right. One of the things that we were originally kind of going to talk about in regards to the whole getting banned from Facebook groups and how people manage their social media was kind of how the overall how to. So actually one of the bigwigs in the business, Jay Baer, had actually said, I didn't write down the exact quote, but he said that you don't want to consume content that has a corporate dynamic. People want something that they can relate to. So when you're talking to your audience, whether you're a business or you know, a group or just an individual, like a cosplayer or something, when you have an audience, you want something that they'll relate to and not be talked at. You want to engage them by giving them something that they can take part in. And you want to have that back and forth. So they want compelling reasons that they should connect with you as opposed to somebody that might be another business or another fan page or something like that. You want to be able to stand out in their mind as somebody like, oh, Toten, I don't know him. He's a great guy. I love his podcast. I started watching it, you know, because he was so cool, or William, he's a great photographer. He's, you know, he's got this great back
and forth. It's all about William. It's always all about
William. Or Misty, she's so awesome on so many levels.
Maybe someone should put her in Star Wars.
Somebody should put her in Star Wars.
That her, Misty, her website is putmeinstarwars.com.
Hence the awesome Darth Vader shirt.
Yay.
But yeah, so that's basically one of the big things that he talks about, and he'll be talking at Social Mitten next year, so in 2017.
And how do people find out about that?
Socialmitten.com. It will be taking place in Lansing of 2017, Friday, September 22nd, and it's socialmitten.com. It is the biggest social media conference in Michigan, and it was this past year in Ann Arbor, the year before in Grand Rapids, so it kind of moves around the state. Great speakers, you learn a lot, great giveaways. You should definitely check it out.
All right, and the thing you're talking about, you know, that communication, talking to someone, not at them. I beat this. I hit this all the time. Being relatable. That's a lot of what it is. It's being relatable. Not, you know, when our first episodes, Mark, was kind of talking us up. We're from a hidden bunker that you'll never find us. No, we're not.
Yeah.
No, we're not.
Yeah, he even left in some of my, if, you know, couple feet of just wood and plaster is going to protect us.
And that actually, one more thing I want to talk about was when somebody starts promoting themselves on social media, it's a very good idea to have content created and kind of have a lot of video, pictures, things that you want to post about, topics, ideas, before you start going on social media, because then when the narrative starts going down a certain path, you have content and you can kind of put it together in a very quick manner. So that's something that you also want to think about when you start promoting things on social media, is to have a lot of things created before you even start.
So to reintegrate, talk to your audience. Talk with your audience, being relatable. it's all about working together. Mm-hmm. It's all about building a community, or at least being able to sell your brand to people that think they're a part of the brand or feel like they're part of the mm-hmm. brand. Yep. Feel like that's my buddy.
Provide value.
Exactly. Added value is huge. Not just mm-hmm. value, but added value. Mm-hmm. Misty, thank you so much for coming on the show. Go ahead and shout yourself out again.
Put me in StarWars.com and check out SocialMitten.com and the Social Media Association of Michigan.
And FangirlsFilm.com.
FangirlFilms.com and LawfulEvilMedia.com and...
She's got to have a sticky note somewhere that's like, here's all my websites.
See, I want to see your business card with all
the... Oh, I don't have a business card. I have a business flyer. I like new domains. I have a problem.
Okay, and of course we got William from
allaboutwilliam.com,
and I'm Toden from toden.com. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Remember, you could check out the videos at youtube.com/ToadenK and, of course, MediaAlertSandwich.com. And we love PodBros.com. Make sure you check out PodBros, all the other great podcasts, and show them some support. Again, thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed our discussion.